handsome, with dark hair and eyes that had been quick to smile, but subtly altered now, gaunt and pale in the aftermath of the accident. He and Alex were identical twins, always together, mirroring each other's gestures, laugh and voice. Even their close friends had difficulty telling them apart. Marcus was talking to Alex as he had been all week, chatting about their home and friends, what he had been doing, what people had been saying. Nothing all that important, just keeping the channels of communication open. In the ward, nurses and auxiliaries carried on with their daily tasks, checking blood pressure and handing out meals, dealing with visitors and examinations. The squeak of trolleys and screens, footsteps on linoleum, the clatter of crockery, the murmur of voices. Since the accident, Marcus's life had narrowed to the micro-world of this ward, this chair, this small patch of floor, and this narrow space beside his brother's bed. The doctors had done what they could to prepare him and their mother Jill for the worst. They had assured them that Alex would come round eventually, but what would he be like? Would he still be Alex? The head injury was severe and complicated by the fact that he had fractured his skull as a baby. There was a chance he would be permanently brain damaged, perhaps even a vegetable. Their mother was growing desperate.